The news that African-American football players at the University of Missouri threatened not to play a football game against Brigham Young reminded some Wyoming players of the time they got kicked off of their team prior to a game with BYU. In Wyoming lore, they're known as the Black 14. Two of those former players noticed that the Missouri football coach supported his players, something that did not happen at Wyoming. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
It was 1969, and the unbeaten Wyoming Cowboys were ranked 12th in the nation. Wyoming was a national power at the time, having played in the Sugar Bowl the year before. BYU is owned and operated by the Mormon Church, and at the time had policies that discriminated against African Americans. Other schools had protested against them, and Wyoming players wanted to do the same. The Cowboys' African American players had hoped to wear black armbands that Saturday against BYU. Former player Mel Hamilton thought it was the right thing to do.
That it was time for us to make a move, make a decision that was going to help the cause.
Head coach Lloyd Eaton reportedly told tri-captain Joe Williams, an African-American, not to get involved in a protest. That night, Williams and the other players went to his office to discuss it wearing armbands. Guillermo Hysaw says Williams spoke to Eaton alone, and it did not go well.
When Eaton called us into the field house, he came out fiery and very agitated. We didn't get to say a word. He never heard what we wanted to do, you know, what our idea was. There was no options offered. There was no dialogue with Coach Eaton or his staff, period.
Hysaw says the coach was also demeaning.
He said, you know, most of you come from split homes and broken families and don't know who your father is. I'm the only father that most of you will ever know, and you defied me by wearing these black armbands. He said, why don't you go to the Grambling and Morgan State and where they might tolerate this, but it won't be tolerated here.
That's when he kicked all 14 off the team. Mel Hamilton says what struck him about Missouri is that the coach backed the players, and there was communication.
The whole turning point there was the coach's backing and the white football players' backing. As you know, we didn't get, the 14 did not get any backing from our white players. So therefore, we didn't have any leverage.
Hysaw says many of the Wyoming white players would have supported the 14 had they known about the plans ahead of time, but he also points out that the African-American players at Missouri had a lot going for them.
But when 68% of your football team is African-American, I mean, what are you going to do if they're saying, hey, we're going to walk out, we're not going to play? And then here's the beauty of even beyond that. The white player said, we're going with them. Now, to me, that's powerful. What's the coach going to do? And what can he do?
Hysaw also notes that had Missouri not played, it would have had to pay $1 million to BYU. So he says the issue had more to do with money. Hamilton admits that the Missouri protest made him think back to that day in Laramie.
I was angry that we at the time in Wyoming did not get that kind of support. And if we had, things would have been different for many, many people.
Including Coach Lloyd Eaton, who saw his team win only one game the following year and stepped down. He never coached again, and the football team was never the same. The incident left a scar on both of the players. Hysaw rarely talks about it and won't watch Wyoming on television. Hamilton says he's tried to forgive.
I'm not as angry anymore. Of course, there's a little bit of bad taste in my mouth, and I wish someday that will be over with. I'm still struggling with it. Trying in my late age, I'm trying to forgive, but it's hard to do. To be frank with you, it's very hard to do.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.